The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
We lost a bit of earring.
Lost the back of my earring.
This happens
Nobody
so
panic.
Regularly.
Nobody panic. Let's get down to business.
Okay, you can email us this week with dilemmas. Talk at beat102103.com. Hi, Niall, show. Can you please not read out my name? I brought a girl out for Valentine's last night. We matched. She had a good chat. And I thought, why not go for it? The minute she walked into the restaurant, I got embarrassed. She's a good-looking girl, but for feck's sake, her tan was a mess. From across the room, she could have passed for Donald Trump. She got closer and the hands were just an actual state. It looked like she had rolled around in clay. The feet were no better. Dirty brown stumps.
Oh my God. That is brutal.
Spoke to my mom and sister on this and they said if a girl can't even turn up for a date with her fake tan done right, it's not a good look. Should I cut it off now or chance one more date and risk another embarrassing incident?
Oh my God, you're so rude.
You're so judgmental.
Can I just say, like most people who have dabbled in the fake tan world have a story to tell you of a time where they've had to like try and cover hands or feet or whatever. Like we've all been there and like I think it's so...
Is it worth the reward because the risk is so great? That's what I ask.
Like you just, sometimes you just don't know and sometimes it just goes wrong when you do it yourself. It's just like I'm not great I've actually resorted to like I kind of use the moisturizer with a hint of tan rather than the actual full on fake tan because I think it's less likely to go like really really badly wrong. But I will say, like, you are so rude talking about her and comparing her. Like,
and you had to go to your mummy and your sister to see was it okay.
You rang your mom to say, oh, she came on the date with some fake tan on her hands and they look like clay. Oh, come on, no. Do her a favor if you're going to be that mean. Like, she had a bad experience with fake tan. Find me someone that hasn't. All right, honest to God, like it's a science, it's an art.
We don't always
get it right. But what we are doing when we put it on is trying to make ourselves feel better. So you texting us or emailing us to say, oh, you went out on a date with the girl on her hands and her feet. Oh, get a grip! Did you have a good chat? Did you have a good night or what? Mm. And you're focusing
There's no mention in your email about the conversation, the company, the vibe, the buzz. It's just about her dirty brown stumps.
You sound like a big meanie. And like, honestly, messaging us. I get it. It doesn't look great when it goes wrong. I remember once years ago, I was working in Dublin and it was the middle of summer, right? Mm. And I went in to where I was working aircom. I was a customer care representative. I went in with gloves on in July. I honestly thought it would be easier. Now, I got a lot of looks and a lot of questions, but it was more preferable than what was going on underneath. Spare a thought for us when we're trying to do our tan and she got it wrong. God, you need to, I said it last week, this fella needs to jog on. Do you know what? Try and do it yourself and see how difficult. If there's a science and an art.
Okay, let's get some thoughts. What would you say to this guy? 085-102-9103.
The overriding feeling here this morning is that you ain't good enough for her, hon. You know?
Or you're just not matched if you're worried about that.
Yeah.
I'll start. Paul says she was trying to make an impression and you sound like a right ass. Let her meet a decent bloke. Will we read this one? Strong words.
Lola. Oh no, am I meant to read out the name? It's done now. Here we go with me.
The
Daily Dilemma. I don't know what she's like as a person, but if you don't have much in common, walk away. I can't stand fake tan. This is controversial. To be honest, this country is a bit of a joke with the amount of dirty looking girls walking around. It's embarrassing, really. And if you have a car with cream or white leather seats, just don't even let her in.
Whoa.
Just no, sorry. Strong words.
Let's hear from Oliver on this as well.
Listen, I honestly think you need to read out his name. Because any lad that goes to his mammy and his sister about his date, and it's only a first date, I swear to God, you need to warn all the women in the southeast about that little baby. Oliver from Tip.
Thank you, Oliver.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Wise
Thanks
words.
So much for your thoughts this morning. Thank you.
Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk at beat102103.com.